Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, there's three narratives about Stephon Diggs that I want to jump into. By the way, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud, already yelling at each other. This was them with the famous streamer sketch. They were also with Tank Dell. By the way, moving around well.
Looked really good.
Yeah, they were running routes. CJ Stroud getting competitive, man. He does not appreciate the way Stephon Diggs was playing quarterback with him. And he let him know via TikTok.
He get locked up. He's playing everybody but him.
Bro, so everything not here?
No, I got something.
Bro, I just threw you. So everything not here, my
Come on, man.
Hey,
for real,
though.
You
want
to cross
CJ Stroud's so competitive. He is like a middle schooler playing outside in the neighborhood. He's coming home with the grass stains, all that. He wasn't messing around.
That's probably why he invited Sketch.
By the way, Tank out there moving, running, cleats,
excellent. Everything.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Guarding him.
But that's probably why he invited Sketch, because he's so competitive. Some of those clips, I got into that wormhole, too.
Well, Sketch went out for routes. They were kind of giving him a hard time.
He was wearing socks.
We'll hear that when the internet goes nuts.
He was running in socks.
He was just chilling. But, yeah, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud yelling. Obviously, nothing serious, but I just like seeing the competitiveness of CJ Stroud, the authenticity. They weren't doing that for the gram. They were really playing the old school 2-on-2 automatic all-time quarterback. They were just
and really they didn't post a lot. It's just like one or two videos and a picture, I think.
Yeah.
They were just out there having a good time, man.
And Tank was out there. I saw that Beltway Boys Walker got a lot of attention for a tweet because he saw Tank Dell wearing some baby blue, oiler blue gloves, and I don't know if he's trying to insinuate that perhaps that's like a sign of the uniforms or what, but
here we go.
The baby blue gloves had him just excited for the Texans uniform party, which, by the way, the 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from tomorrow. John Lopez will be there, front row.
I don't know. I have to see. We've seen the uniforms. I want to get the pulse of the people.
That's, on the unis?
Yeah, on the uniform.
Okay.
Yeah.
The baby blue, though, got a lot of people excited. The gloves.
H-Town blue, baby.
Yeah.
I saw a police car, an old school police car that was still sporting the H-Town blue. I wonder if they're bringing them back. That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
No.
As long as you don't see their lights in the rearview mirror.
Cars, man.
I like the color.
Yeah, lay a little bit lower than that.
I saw a couple. Well, yeah. I saw one, and we'll see.
No, we don't need
it. Man, I don't need the cost to be laying lower than they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lay low, man.
As a driver, you should want them to have that.
I seen a cop in a Camaro. I didn't even know it was a cop.
Man.
What were you doing? Speeding?
Nah, it was just driving on the side of me, and then they just hit the lights. I'm like, damn, I didn't know that was a cop.
Yeah.
I hate those, I shouldn't say this, but I hate those cop cars.
Oh, wow.
Where it says, like,
I back the blue.
These guys are.
Blue lives matter.
Shout out to all the cops.
One of us has been trying to get the word out about the Memorial Day walk, and the other one has ignored it. So, take that.
Yeah, I'll support the cops.
But man, I hate when they have the
these two no
on the I side gotcha. Of the car. It says like Sheriff's Department or whatever, and it's like faded into the color. You can barely read it. Like, come on, man. Give us a chance.
Or people that just be driving in Crown Vicks out of nowhere.
Yeah, speed, give us man. Give us a chance, man. Speed. Fighting chance.
Obey the law, man.
I'm a law abider.
Three narratives about Stephon Diggs that I think deserve attention. These are the three biggest emerging narratives about Stephon Diggs. Number one.
Numero uno.
He fought with Josh Allen in Buffalo. I'm seeing these reports out of Buffalo now that Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, they fought after a week one game where Josh Allen yelled at him, it's one effing game. And there was just all this turmoil and stuff. Okay, we know that.
It's not breaking
like, are we
news.
Really going to do this after the fact? We knew that.
That he always happens.
He left minicamp.
That always happens.
Sean McDermott said that he left, and then he said he'd let him. And all, like, we knew this.
Yes.
So now I'm going to have to hear that Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen just were butting heads?
Yeah.
Why?
This is not breaking news.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Numero dos.
Stephon Diggs' production fell off last year. Now, this is the one that you do have to pay some attention to. Like, why was this? Was this because Buffalo started running the pill a little bit more? Was it because they changed offensive coordinators? Could there have been an injury that he was hiding? What is the problem? But Stephon Diggs, his production fell off in Buffalo last year. Why is that? And does it really matter as much here in Houston where you already have Tank Dell and you already have Nico Collins?
Yeah, look, I this is very valid, and it should be talked about, but it also should be put in perspective. Did it happen? Absolutely. And it could be something of a concern when you combine that with his age. He's 30, you know, okay, but it should be something of a concern. But I go back to what I mentioned to you earlier that I don't think it's been talked about enough, and that is, well, they've talked about his change of offensive coordinators, but the other thing about this is, like, they changed their whole approach offensively. You know, it started in what, week 10?
Yeah, they run the rock a little bit more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Like they had the first, up until week 10, they had one game over 134 yards as a team rushing. After week 10, they had six, and some of them were 175, 170, and 254. So, yeah, his production by default is going to drop.
Here's the thing that I think is funny, too, from a Buffalo perspective. Because Buffalo, when the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, you had to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You had to either evolve and figure stuff out, or there's like a big void that you miss. They were fortunate enough to have Travis Kelce. They were fortunate enough to have one of the best defensive players of the game, and they were fortunate enough to have Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has good tight ends. I actually think Dalton Kincaid, they have perhaps the best tight end duo in the league, and I think Kincaid's going to be an absolute star next year, especially without Diggs. So you have that. But the other thing that I do think needs to be at least mentioned or at least acknowledged is Diggs wasn't the only guy that was unhappy last year. Gabe Davis didn't quite leave on the best of terms.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Davis seemed kind of unhappy at the end of their season against the Chiefs as well. So you got to wonder, is there some sort of deeper meaning or deeper issue in Buffalo that is not Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis? Now, Diggs also has a history, and he had the issues at the end in Minnesota, so that is fair. But he wasn't the only disgruntled receiver.
Yeah, and there's a financial implication as well. I mean, they're trying to get back under the cap, so players are like, where do I stand? What's my next contract going to look like? Like, there's definitely a financial aspect there, too, which might feed into not being happy.
And the final narrative.
Numero tres.
And Ross Tucker brought this up. This was Ross Tucker. You hear him with Payne and Pendergast. This was Ross Tucker talking about the Stephon Diggs deal. This was Ross Tucker talking about something that a lot of people are bringing up.
don't like the trade for Stephon Diggs as much for the Houston Texans after this contract adjustment. First of all, you trade a second-round pick for only 1 year of Diggs services. You can't get a comp pick because you shortened the contract. And you give him a $3.5 million raise for that same 1 year that you didn't even have to do? They say they're doing it because they want him to be supremely motivated, I believe, to perform very well. What about the opposite? What if Nico Collins is getting the ball a lot? What if they're giving the ball to Tank Dell a lot? I feel like this could really go either way with Stephon Diggs in Houston. And a second-round pick for 1 year, it's a little bit much.
The second-round pick was acquired to trade for Diggs. I heard this yesterday. I was on with Carrington Harrison on Mad Dog Radio, and he's like, well, what are the Texans going to do now that they traded the second-round pick? No, they have their full draft. It's the same.
Yeah.
Like, what's their draft plans? They have the exact same draft picks this year that they had before they made the Diggs trade. They also have a second round pick next year. So the extra second round pick they got that in that random ass Minnesota, what we thought was random.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
But now we know it was to get Diggs.
Yeah.
So they took out that loan. They traded back 19 spots essentially, got Minnesota's second, gave up their first, and they got an extra second, and they used that extra second for Stephon Diggs. It's like driving up to the home loan place. You're getting the loan for the certain house. You already know what house you want. That's what that extra second round pick was.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have the full draft equity that you had after you made that trade this year. And next year, you still have a full draft. So it never really happened.
Right.
So I don't think it's fair. Like, they would have never made that trade with Minnesota and had that second round pick.
No, that's key.
Had they not wanted Stephon Diggs. So if you want to judge this in hindsight, you judge it. In fairness for me, based on the reality, and I'm not saying they made the right choice,
mm-hmm.
but you judged it based on who they could have gotten at 22, not what happens with this second round pick. And you don't judge it like a normal second round pick because they went and got it to make this move for better or worse.
And I also feel you don't judge it like, what if Tank and Nico have a great season? Well, you have to judge it like, what impact did Stephon Diggs have on them having a great season? Because he's still going to be out there, you know, barring injury, of course, knock on wood. But he's still going to be out there, still be catching balls, still have an impact. If he has a down year, that might help those other two guys, and that's part of the deal. That's part of the reason you got him.
The text line 832 says, how's Mechie working out? Picks aren't everything. I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate this line of thinking. I saw Sean say this yesterday. I kind of gave him a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else had said something dumber. But this whole, there's not a big hit rate on draft picks, and it's a 50%, it's a cluster, it's a crapshoot. Okay, but you can still make the right pick. Like, we can do this all day. We can use examples of great second-round picks, and we can use examples of bad picks. But to me, when you start saying, well, draft picks aren't everything, you know who you sound like? And I don't think Texans fans want to sound like these people. 832, love you. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever. You know what you sound like when you say, well, picks don't hit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
That's kind of the deal in pro football.
You're trading third round picks for like Gary and Conley and Duke Johnson, or trading, you know, all these draft picks for Laremy Tunsil. You honestly, and we've heard them say this. You sound like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
But you know, I think we're not all stacked.
But
guys,
I think you look at this second round pick as more of a home loan, or you look at what would have happened at 22. I think that's the logical way to look at it.
I just hate it for that reason and others. You say draft picks don't mean everything. What league are you following? Like, every team in the NFL wants to build their team. Now, they supplement it with, like, a Stephon Diggs or a free agent signing or whatever. Every team in the NFL.
We all want picks.
Every single. What good
picks.
Are the picks?
You want
they're
picks.
Not every,
they're
yes,
the best
they
thing
are.
You can have.
Name the best players on
they're
this
the,
squad.
They're the best thing you can have. Draft picks are the best thing you can have. Period, point blank, end
yes.
of story. You can still screw them up.
That's where they
there's
lose me.
There's a point. Always. There's a better chance. Look, if you.
Draft picks aren't everything. Oh, really?
If you live a life where you just say 1 through 300 or whatever, how many ever picks there are, this guy sucks, chances are you're going to be right.
Because
it's hard to play football in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult thing. But draft picks are everything.
Everything.
They're everything. They're the
CJ
best thing
Stroud.
You can have.
How'd they get him?
They got the draft pick.
What about Nico?
Draft pick.
What about Tank?
Draft pick.
What about Christian Harris?
Draft pick.
What about Derek Stingley?
Draft pick.
What about Petrie, for what it's worth? For what it's worth.
Can't win them all. Kind of going to the
what
other
about
side
Will
of
Anderson?
Things. Though. Draft pick.
Don't tell me draft picks aren't everything.
Yeah, don't give me
when
the
when your
hit
team
stuff.
Is
They're
here
everything.
Because of draft picks.
They're everything. Draft picks are everything.
That's where you lose me.
They're everything.
Yeah.
100%. But I do think in this instance, just talking about it as a second round pick, I think that's the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I I like Ross. I just don't, and he's not the only one doing. I just don't. But it's kind of telling because how much does it really hit nationally whenever the Texans make a trade with Minnesota? Like, does it?
We were kind of like, okay.
We were like, okay, what are they up to?
Yeah, we knew something was coming.
What's going on? We knew Minnesota, or we believe Minnesota was trying to get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Texans did it, it was like, okay, what's going on? And now we know that was their loan. They took out the extra second round pick as their loan to get Stephon Diggs. I'm not sitting here minimizing it.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to criticize it, look at 22. Like, if Adonai Mitchell could have been had at 22,
mm-hmm.
then you can say, man, that Diggs trade, that's a little bit wild.
Yeah.
You could have had Adonai Mitchell or another receiver like that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't evaluate it that way. That's just me. And I think we follow this team closer than most.
Well, and even Adonai Mitchell, you could say, okay,
yeah,
could have.
Yeah.
Instead, we got Stephon Diggs and some second round picks.
Yeah.
So, you know, which would you rather
have? Your full draft.
Yeah, and you still have your full draft.
I think that's interesting. Speaking of draft, Tavondre Sweat arrested for DWI yesterday. He's been a popular name with the Texans. Dane Brugler reports that Diggs was known as kind of a party guy. That might have something to do with the weight, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
on top of genetics. But you mix genetics and, I mean, what's he drinking, 25 beers a night?
What was it?
I'm curious. I'm just saying, like, someone his size, how much
that's
you
what
sipping?
I'm saying. I'm legitimately curious. Like, we don't know. They have some evidence or else they wouldn't have, you know, arrested him. Whatever that evidence may be, let's say it's, you know, he blew a number. You know,
what if he didn't blow? Then they just could sense the alcohol and they saw him.
Yeah,
driving
we don't know. And
it's a charge.
Yeah, but he has been charged. What? How much did that man have to drink at 370 pounds?
How much do you have to drink at 370?
That's what I'm saying. A six pack is like a blip.
Oh, that's a blip for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kidding? That's 12
minutes.
Six pack
is like warm up.
That's 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the warmest toe touches.
That's nothing. That's 15.
It's even jumping jacks.
They're going down, brother. Yeah. Him? You kidding me?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Well, I mean, it's a brunch, too.
Yeah, so he was eating, too.
It's either a brunch or a...
It's day drinking one way or another.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Or a pool.
Yeah, or pool.
There's no pool parties right now.
Why not?
For me, like...
It was hot Saturday.
If you're getting hammered at 2, this is the plan. You've probably been drinking the night before. You're with your friends, and we're going to get brunch, bottles, all that.
Yeah.
And work your way to lunch. I feel you, man. Now, 20 days away from the draft, that's going to be the question mark. Yeah. Now, it could be the wake-up call that you need. Or it could be a sign that this guy's just never going to get it. It just depends on how the young man reacts. And that's the thing that I always talk about. Got kind of accused when I was talking about Rashee Rice last week, where mm-hmm. it was like, you're justifying this guy. If it were you and me, we'd be in jail. Okay, that's fine. Sure. Like, I don't have the attorney that he has. Sure, I'd be whatever you say. But if no one is harmed, a young man can make a choice. You always hear, like, you go right, you go left, you figure out whichever way you go. There's a chance in these young men's lives where sometimes it's something. Sometimes you realize it's too late. Sometimes there's like something that happens and you snap your finger and you snap out of it. Sometimes mm-hmm. you never snap out of it. So I'm not saying this is the absolute way, but I am saying that I kind of sympathize. There's a lot of times where I might lack sympathy. I sympathize with young men under the age of 25 that have all this stuff going on and are dealing with their problems on top of everything else. So forgive me if I have like a small ounce of hope that a young man who was foolish enough to get charged with D-Dub 20 days before the draft, forgive me for hoping that this is something where he takes it as, man, this is bad, but I still have an opportunity and the best is yet to come. Forgive me for that.
Look, it could be a real problem or it could be a wake-up call. And that's why you get paid the big bucks if you're Nick Caserio and the staff over there to figure it out. Because this close to the draft, after he told teams, according to Dane Brugler, that's behind me, because they were asking him about his, quote, partying, that's behind me. And then this happens, you got to figure that out. But there is a lot of sympathy there. Because how many friends or how many people do we know over the years where we tell someone, you know, he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, they have this thing. So you got to figure it out.
There it is. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, and maybe he's more likely to be a Texan now because he might be falling in the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe he's less likely. Who knows? The draft is 19 days away now. Coming up, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. I got to sympathize with the King of Pop.
All right.
I'm going to sympathize with the King of Pop. Not about what you might be thinking. I'm not taking it there, okay? That's still bad. But I got to sympathize.
Still bad?
I got to sympathize with the King of Pop next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24-7. Let it hang a little bit lower. During lunchtime confessions, it is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
It's Masters Week, baby. And part of the reason I'm so excited compared to previous years, I'm excited about Masters Week every year, is because you always hike your leg on it. And it this is...
Are we going to get the Lopez picks?
Yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll get the picks.
You're going to actually make one, right?
I always make...
Goodness gracious.
I have made money on the Masters at least the last 3 years in a row. Like, including someone out of nowhere that you guys were hiking. Well, you specifically.
Boy, lost.
Well, he finished second.
Lost.
And I made money on that.
Lost.
Top five pick, I think, paid like...
He lost.
20-1, 18-1.
But can you
like
make
that?
Can you make a good pick for once?
I'm giving you an example of one that I made a lot of money on.
You're taking our golf. You're taking our beautiful inventory. You're talking about golf, and you're talking bad golf.
Masters is top 5 weeks in sports.
Okay, all right.
No, it is.
No, okay. I got you.
Number one. You want me to give you a list?
Sure.
I'll give you a list. Number one is the first big week of college football. Yeah. I like that better than the NFL opening day.
Okay.
You know, like this week is going to be. You know, Miami, Florida, Notre Dame, A&M, LSU, USC, all that stuff. Week one of the NFL season is 2. Divisional round of the playoffs is 3. Masters week is 4. And first weekend of March Madness is 5.
Okay.
You have any different?
The first weekend of NFL and college football, the divisional round, the wild card round, Championship Sunday.
I'm sensing a theme.
March Madness week 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. So I'm excited. I love Masters week so much. Love it. Watched golf yesterday just to get tuned up.
All right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to those picks, man.
Yeah. Wednesday, I'll make you some money.
Be exciting.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm kind of sympathizing with Michael Jackson.
I got to hear this.
And I kind of want to defend Michael Jackson here.
Okay.
And I'm not going to sit here and say
about
that.
The
kids, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here.
I'm not
going to defend Neverland Ranch or its existence. Call it
Coke.
Like that. Yeah. I'm not going to defend, you know, Sharon, the Sheriff.
You know what? That's probably good advice.
Anything like that.
I would recommend you don't.
But there's one thing that I've noticed in having a daughter that's 7 months old is. You have a firm hold on them, and you can like lift them up above your head. You can like lift them above like the turtles. Yesterday we saw turtles in the pond. By the way, you don't go see them at the zoo. You go to the damn pond.
Yeah.
Don't waste your zoo time looking at turtles. But you can hold your daughter up. You can hold her out. You can.
Oh, are you talking about the balcony?
Come on, man.
I never thought that was that
Michael
big a
Jackson
deal.
Getting killed for holding blanket over the balcony.
Look, shouldn't
with
have done
the thing
it.
Over there. Probably shouldn't have done
shouldn't
it.
Have
but
done
to
it.
Act like he was doing something dangerous and he didn't have a good grip of the kid.
Yeah.
Now that I actually have a kid of my own and I know what the grip
that's
is like.
That's a good take.
Like, and I can lift her with one hand. I can lift her with one arm. I can lift her up. We can like. The fact that Michael Jackson got killed for that, now that I'm actually holding a baby,
yeah.
I think that was very, very unfair. There's a lot of due criticism for Michael Jackson, but the holding out the baby when everyone's obsessing over the baby, he should not have been criticized for that. I'm defending Michael Jackson. That's my confession.
I think that's a little extreme, but I get your point, and I agree with your bigger point. Like, if he said he was going to do this, I would say, Michael, don't. You know, it's not the best thing in the world. But I totally get your point, and I agree with you. Watch this. All right, so I'm one of those people that still considers Hank Aaron the home run king.
Okay.
The real home run king.
Okay.
I get it, you know, but 50 years ago
Barry
today,
Bonds is the home run king, by the way.
Not to me. 713-572-4610.
What kind of corny stuff is that?
It's what sports fans do.
Just accept what reality is.
I'm not accepting it.
Not my home run king.
Pretty much.
Probably the reason he ain't in the Hall of Fame, too.
No, he should be in
Barry
the Hall
Bonds,
of Fame.
Yeah, your attitude. You boomers
but,
keeping
but
him out.
It's not. Is it just boomers?
Yes.
No.
I think so.
I think 713-572-4610.
I do not
Look,
think.
Look, this is confessions. I know it's
I
not.
I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't represent all of Sports Radio 610 when I have an opinion. I don't represent all millennials. I don't represent all white
dudes. You represent you.
I represent me.
Yeah.
But I do feel like a large chunk of my generation doesn't give a rat's ass that Barry Bonds did steroids. I feel like it's you people.
No.
Saying stuff like this.
713-572-4610. Is Hank Aaron the real home run king?
Oh, God.
Is he the real?
Get your flip phones out.
Because I'm one of those guys. And that's why confessions are here. I get that there's a strong argument against that. And you just laid out some of the points. That was just, it was just something about the era. It wasn't a juiced ball. There weren't steroids as much, et cetera, et cetera. I consider Hank Aaron the real home run king.
Okay.
So crucify me. I don't care. That's what these confessions are about.
Okay.
Hank Aaron, real home run king.
They're just throwing fits, man.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds. These are my confessions. So, Whataburger is a great place. But anyone who got Whataburger, any Astros fan who traveled up 45 to go to the Astros Rangers, and any Rangers fan that is getting Whataburger at the ballpark, it's not, I mean, and not spending their money elsewhere on options that you can't get 24/7. I got to confess, I think you're an absolute jamoke. Watch this.
These are my confessions. You may disagree with this, but I know John Cena is a much better athlete than I ever was or will be. I mean, he is, right? John Cena?
Nah.
Than me?
Nah.
Here's the confession. He kind of made me feel pretty good about myself yesterday because I only saw the highlights. Did you watch...
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Really?
I watched the whole thing.
I just watched highlights. Figgy, did you watch any of that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was good.
So when you see the John Cena,
the
it was
last
good?
Match was good, man.
Who was the last match?
The last match was
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. The Rock came out. Mm-hmm. John Cena came out. Seth Rollins came out in like his old gimmick, which was with Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually like some symbolism there. And then all of a sudden... The Rock, after he took down John Cena,
yeah.
The Undertaker came out and choked.
Oh, wow.
Him. Undertaker came out and choked.
I got to look for that
him.
Clip. I got to look yeah. for that. But anyway, John Cena made me feel pretty good about myself yesterday.
It's 5 minutes. Just type in 5 minutes WrestleMania. It's crazy.
I will. I'm going to do that. And you know why? He was running kind of like an old man down that ramp. He was doing the old man waddle. Now, he still threw guys around. But you could tell he was kind of like, he's not the same old John Cena quite. The same old John
See,
Cena.
I could see him have doing leg day or something like that yesterday or something because it was a long ass ramp. The other thing is it's a long ass ramp
and it's downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it, but he was just kind of going the old man waddle.
It was good, man. It was really, really good. Watch this. These are my confessions.
These are my confessions.
So I didn't watch the game on Friday. It was one of the most highly watched basketball games ever and the highest watched on ESPN. So I'm not going to sit here and hype my leg on it. And it seems like it was a good game, UConn versus Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But I did log on to the internet and see that there was some outrage over a call, a moving screen.
Yeah, blocking, yeah.
So I watched the call. What is being complained about?
That she didn't move.
Okay, she almost took her head off.
She had her elbow. See, the elbow was what it was.
That's as illegal of a screen as you'll see. And I was talking to someone yesterday, my boy Marvin, who's a coach, and he was like, You think you can make that call there? What? Is that just something that someone said one day and someone decided that they were going to... Is that like the telephone tag of just repeating? You can't make that call there. Okay, so when you free someone up to take a game-winning shot, mm-hmm. you don't call it, but you call it like...
The game can't end like that.
She's the reason that she got the ball.
It's a big game. You like, can't end it like that.
Of all times, that's the one. We're not talking about some random holding call.
Yeah.
She literally, it was a moving screen and it freed her up to where she was able to get the ball. Where did this, you can't call it here.
Yeah.
That's not the moment.
I wasn't outraged.
Take it away from the moment.
I wasn't outraged by
it
either.
Let the players win the game.
I get it.
Set a good screen.
I think people were just cheering for a wilder finish than a referee. They just hate when referees make a call.
Yeah, it
sucks. I didn't think
you want to see her shoot it.
But what if he didn't and it was, if it was a more egregious call and he didn't make it or she didn't make it. I forgot who made it. I wasn't that outraged. I really wasn't. I was like, it can go either way, but whatever.
There was some anger, man.
Yeah, it was some real anger.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think I've seen enough. I don't want Ronel Blanco out of the rotation. I know he's going to have at least one, maybe two more starts, and maybe it'll unravel and I can change my mind. But you've seen enough with this rotation, right? You've seen enough. I think Ronel Blanco has to stay.
All right. That's Lunchtime Confessions.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I guess we got Gary on the line who wants to weigh in on the Home Run King. Gary, what's up?
Yeah, guys, you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, two things real quick. And I'd like to do a third thing if you have time, but I don't know if you have time or not. But anyway, one, whoever they have in the rule books for the home runs, that's who the home run king is. I have opinions on all of that, but it's called progress and time evolving and all that. So if Hank Aaron is number one in the books or whoever's number one in the books, that's who the home run king is. The second one is on that Michael Jackson response that you had. That it's so ludicrous that you see nothing at all wrong in that. I just can't believe that. And please have your wife not allow you to hold the baby if y'all are on anything other than the ground floor for a little while till you rectify your decision on that. And one other thing, if I could comment on the Astros, you have time?
Nah, we're good, buddy.
No, we're good.
Appreciate you, Gary.
Well, he did ask. Yeah. You know what? We're not.
Sometimes you just got to keep going, man.
Yeah, you know what? We're not. I'm not saying that Barry Bonds should not be recognized. Of course he should be recognized. This is an opinion show, and I said, to me.
It's my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's...
Like, texters too.
What's wrong, though?
I'm not saying it's right. I said, to me.
It's my opinion.
But it's not true.
I just said that. I know
he's
it's
my
not
king.
True. Yeah, he's my home run king.
But he's not the home run king.
Well, he's mine.
Why?
Because I thought it was more legitimate, more dramatic, more pure in terms of how the game was being played.
By the way, appreciate the call, Gary. I'm just giving you a hard time. You asked. So what was I supposed to say? You asked.
Say this? You know what? We're good.
Nah, we good, buddy.
We're good.
I do think Michael Jackson's getting it. The baby, you got control of the baby.
Like I said, I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it's not. You
know, but I get that it was a little bit over.
Yeah. On the ground. You know. Yeah. Sometimes it happens. I held over the Turtles yesterday. It was all good. Shout out to Gary. Appreciate you for calling. Coming up, is CJ Stroud the reason? Is he the one who is to blame for some of this recent outrage about the Texans? John Lopez thinks so. We'll tell you why next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, CJ's to blame. Explain yourself, John. What do you mean by this? What are we blaming CJ for?
Credit. CJ's to credit. CJ Stroud, like, this deal with Stephon Diggs, I'm really feeling like he was more than just a little bit of a factor here. Now, we know he was more than a factor because who doesn't want to play with him? But I'm talking about in terms of deciding to pull the trigger on the deal. Like, I feel like because you have so much confidence in CJ Stroud, you've gone a whole year of watching him and players interacting with him and players from other teams interacting with him, and this leadership word that is thrown around too casually is legit with him. And people gravitating to him in the building, whether it's coaches, how he interacts and all that. I think that was huge. Not just because Stephon Diggs had this alleged or whatever reported attitude.
Beef with
whatever
Josh
you want
Allen.
To call it, beef, attitude. I think because, like, he fast forwards or gives you more confidence in knowing that it'll work. Like Diggs here will work. And I think he was as big a factor as just the success, as good as he is, the talent he has, but just the way he leads people. And we saw it. And that's where I started thinking about this. I was like, man, they knew that this was going to work. And it's already working. Like this, we saw it this weekend with the way he was interacting with Diggs, with all the
Diggs
Instagram.
Diggs was throwing to him.
Yeah,
and
all that stuff. Talking trash.
And stuff, yeah.
All that stuff. Like, I really don't see where, I mean, I know there's going to be an exception. But, like, big picture, I really don't see where this is going to be a fail. I don't see this failing.
There was a picture of Diggs. I didn't see it close, but I think Nick Schwager of Battle mm-hmm. Red mm-hmm. tweeted out Diggs. He's wearing a helmet. I don't remember. I don't know if he's wearing the new helmet or not. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But he's out there catching passes and stuff like that.
Well, you should
that.
Be able to tell.
I didn't look at it long enough. Can you check?
Let me know what it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying anything. I just I saw he was wearing a helmet. I didn't see the side. If it was
is that the new one?
I don't know.
Well, you should be able to tell.
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I have no idea. He's wearing the blue helmet. Nick Schwager, SCHW.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
tell.
Is
that the one y'all seen?
I don't. What do you mean, y'all?
Yeah, no, that definitely looks like the old one.
Okay, so that's the old one.
It looks like the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay. But yeah, he's rocking the Texans helmet running around. Mm-hmm. So you think they told Diggs, hey, you got to take this, but you have to wear the old helmet, not the new. Do you think the new helmets are
there? Well,
they
don't want to spill the beans.
Well, do you think the new helmets are in the lockers yet, or you think they're being like that crazy to wear?
I don't think they're in the lockers yet.
So they just keep them in the. Do you think they're there yet? Do you think they have the helmets right now?
No, they have them.
So the helmets are in the equipment
room. We're 2 weeks out, man, or whatever it is. They have them. They're going to have these players, certainly not the old models. They're going to have these players modeling them and everything else. Yeah, but they just can't spill the beans yet.
Okay. Diggs is an Instagram dude, man. I know the people, the aggregators like Schwager and stuff who stalk, for lack of a better term, stalk Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Diggs is giving them some pretty good content because Diggs has been putting a lot out there.
I can't see the inside of his shirt. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But he can make one-handed catches like nobody's business.
It's just nonchalant.
Like nobody's business.
Just out there that work.
Yeah, just boop. Yeah.
I think Diggs is going to be an exciting guy. Are they giving him press conference or not?
They need to. They have to, right?
He's in town. He's chilling.
Yeah.
When are we going to get it? Are we going to get like a 6-hour notice like the
Was
the
that
Neil
in
Hunter
town?
One? Which one?
The Instagram this weekend or was it out of town? I
don't know whether
it was. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I say he's in town. I don't know.
Yeah. I could have been. I'd like to go to Arizona and stuff like
LA.
That. LA.
CJ's an LA guy.
Yeah.
But is Diggs getting a presser?
He has to.
It should be this week then, right?
It has to be. If not this week, next.
He might not get a presser.
No, he has to.
What do you mean he has to?
He has to.
Why?
He's the biggest free agent signing this team has had.
It's a trade. John.
This team is acquisition.
Trade, man.
Acquisition.
You learn to follow sports.
That this team
trade.
Do you think this magic happens by itself? That's what I do, man. And how long?
I don't know that he's going to get a press conference.
No, he is. He is. And back to the point, like I really look at this and I don't see how this is going to be like, oh, what a mistake that was. Because you got the draft picks. If he gets close to a Super Bowl, there's a good chance he'll want to come back. If he has a bad year, his price is not going to be as high. But what is bad, and can he still help this team? That's the Texans' decision, not his. And if they win a Super Bowl or get to one, then it's a booming success, you know, no matter what. Even if he is, like Ross Tucker said, helping Nico and Tank have a better year, well, he clearly would have he'd be a big factor in that. I don't see the short of injury, which, of course, knock on wood on that, but I don't see where this is going to be a failure. I really don't. Like, all the scenarios point to, okay, they're still going to benefit from this and maybe even get him back if they want him, you know?
The worst-case scenario is not that bad of a scenario, unless you think that he's going to blow up D'Amico Ryan's locker room. I don't think that's a possibility.
Like, is there any chance he's going to have the same stories written about him here that he had in Buffalo?
How bad were they? I mean, as far as a production standpoint, you can say it fell off, but I mean, they were a missed field goal away from what going to overtime with the Chiefs in the divisional round?
Right.
So how bad was it really?
Yeah, so
it was awful.
Like, oh my gosh, you're wringing your hands, as people like say, clutching your pearls about all this. Don't. I don't see where it's going to be bad. Between D'Amico and CJ, which we've already seen evidence of that, I might have some questions about this squad here and there. Not big ones, but I do. But that's not one. Stephon Diggs is not one. Like, I can't even think of other questions other than maybe running game if you get another guy. Whatever. We've talked about all that.
We'll see what happens. I just don't. I don't think it's bad. From Buffalo's perspective, I'm intrigued to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you either have to evolve or you're just going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cooked.
Well, Kansas City, they lean more on Kelce and other things and defense and whatnot. The problem with Buffalo is it's not like this is the one move they made. They were getting rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were cutting players left and right.
And players were leaving, like Gabe Davis.
And now you got them talking about Samuel. Like, Samuel, that's your guy? I know they'll get someone in the draft, but really, Samuel? Mm-hmm. I like him, but that's where we're at. Samuel?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in a weird spot because they were already kind of that biggest threat to Kansas City for multiple years. Then they had all the drama last year. Hell, they had that article about Sean McDermott and the 9/11 references.
Oh, man, yeah, that's right.
On top of the Diggs thing.
That was one of the dumbest things ever.
Then they get to, you know, you think they're going to flip the switch in the playoffs. They miss the field goal. And now they get rid of Stephon Diggs. They get rid of a bunch of guys. And they have to figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're selling it in Buffalo. Maybe they're just going to be tight end dependent. Maybe Joe Brady's a genius.
Yeah. And the whole thing about, like, who was it? Was it their general manager saying, well, he didn't have that kind of year until he was playing with Josh Allen either. Well,
that's fair.
It's fair.
He had a pretty damn good year, though, in Minnesota.
It's fair, but
pretty good tent.
It wasn't like he had anything to prove like Josh Allen, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing about it is, even like as easy as it is to talk about the now and talk about the Texans versus Buffalo, mm-hmm. I think it is kind of a warning sign where, you know, right now, just like it was with Buffalo, that was the time to trade for Stephon Diggs. Buffalo, if they look at the Stephon Diggs era, and it's a poor man's version of losing four straight Super Bowls, but you had playoff exits, one of which all you had to do was keep them out of field goal range mm-hmm. in under, what was it, 19 seconds?
Yeah.
Another of which you had to make a field goal. Another of which you went back and forth and overtime and all that. So there were like three examples. You're still going to have to capitalize on it. And the reality is it was great, but they still left some meat on the bone. And then they had to adjust because by then Josh Allen was getting paid. So the Texans, if you get to that point, you're going to have to take advantage because you're going to have to make tough decisions. It's easy to point to the teams that are making them right now. But once CJ Stroud starts taking out that large chunk of pie that franchise quarterbacks take out, you're going to have to start making these tough decisions like Tyreek Hill, like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, like these really aren't that tough a decision because you got him on the rookie contract. And as we've been talking about and predicting ever since the offseason started, like this is when you make hay with him on his rookie contract. It can be done. You know, obviously, a lot of teams have done it with a veteran quarterback making a lot of money, but this is the time to do it.
Coming up, let's go around the NFL. We have controversy in the draft that could impact the Houston Texans. An NFL star says he almost arrived in Houston, and the dumbest politician of all time. I know we normally stick to sports, but this idiot deserves attention. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.